Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
My name is Lillian Ricardo, Health and Safety Project Coordinator with the National Volunteer Fire Council. Today I'll be reviewing some useful nutrition tips and information. So let's talk about why healthy eating is important. You know that food gives our bodies the energy it needs to sustain itself. For men and women in the emergency services, it's especially important because your job is to be prepared at a moment's notice to potentially expend and sustain your energy for intense periods of time. Often, there's a misconception that healthy eating is void of flavor or is too expensive. But it doesn't have to be a burden, and taking small steps in your daily habits can make big beneficial impacts. So start at the grocery store. We all know that the grocery can be full of tempting items that we just don't need. To keep yourself on track while you're there, you should try to avoid going on an empty stomach, and to be sure to have a list in hand with healthy snack and meal options in mind. Start on the outside aisles, which usually contain the healthiest foods, like fresh produce, dairy, and meat. Processed and sugary foods that aren't necessary are usually displayed in the central aisleways. If you want fresh vegetables but are afraid that they won't keep, buy frozen over canned. This is a good way to avoid the sodium that is often added into canned goods. Before you put something in the cart, look at the nutrition label to check out the fat, fiber, sodium, and sugar content. Also, if you try to glance at the first few ingredients in the product, you'll note that the healthier items will have identifiable ingredients such as whole wheat flour. Now, we all love to snack, and snacking is a useful way to help your body sustain that energy that I mentioned earlier. But often it gets a bad rap because many of us reach for that unopened bag of potato chips and then end up eating a few servings worth, and the next thing you know, you've just eaten the caloric equivalent of an entire meal. Keep in mind that snacks are just that. They're snacks. So keep the portions moderate. Also, they should be lower in sodium and saturated fat. Dried or frozen fruits are always good, but fresh fruit is best. You can even try the fresh fruit with like a small serving of low-fat cheese, like mozzarella. Eat low-fat yogurt instead of whole-fat yogurt. And if you're in the mood for some crunch, eat baked potato chips or unbuttered popcorn. One of my favorites is a slice of whole grain toast with peanut butter. And then boiled eggs are a great source of essential amino acids and protein. When preparing meals at home or at the station, don't be afraid to try simpler and healthier alternatives. If you're like most, you may see no point to try and change what you already know is good. But I encourage you to at least try one or two alternatives. You might find that you're surprised that you enjoy some of them better or that they just work or that they work just as well. For instance, instead of regular ground beef, try the extra lean ground beef, such as ground round, or even go for the ground turkey. Do you buy white rice? Try brown rice. I find that it's generally nuttier and more satisfying in flavor. And instead of oil, shortening, or lard, try a non-stick cooking spray for sautéing and stir fry. Now they even have the olive oil spray, which I've tried, and you still get the flavor without that heaviness. And if you're like almost everyone out there, you love sweets. Ice cream especially is a big favorite in these warmer months, but go ahead and try frozen fruit, like in a smoothie, and chocolate pudding bars to satisfy the sweet tooth. You can't control what type of situation your body will be expected to perform in, but you can control how prepared you'll be. By making healthy eating choices on a daily basis and incorporating consistent balance, variety, and moderation into your diet, you will be better equipped physically to respond to the emergency calls. To find more nutrition tips and information and resources, such as the Heart Healthy Firefighter Cookbook, which offers a variety of healthy and delicious recipes created by firefighters for firefighters, visit www.healthy-firefighter.org. And remember, it takes a person with heart to do your job. Keep it strong.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned to Firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.